Good morning. Angus Vincent joins me on the phones. How's it going today?
Hi, it's going pretty good. Thank you.
That is good. So you just released your debut album called Angel, and in there, your new single called Tension. You want to tell us a little bit about what went into that song?
Yeah, sure. No problem. Well, basically, I wrote the song in 2004, and it's kind of, it's not your typical happy-go-lucky tune to start off the album release. It's actually, I wrote it shortly after I lost my brother, to suicide. So, it's basically just goes through a lot of kind of deep emotions in kind of a upbeat way. And, you know, it just basically helped me through a tough time. And I needed to kind of express that in that sense, I guess. And also, generally, the song could be about not wanting to let go regardless of trials and challenges you're dealing with and such. So
sounds like there's a good story behind that song, and lots of people need that too. They need to learn how to let go of things in an upbeat and positive way, and this song is a great way to do it.
Yeah, any way to connect is always a good thing, for sure.
Exactly. And you said you've been working on this song since 2004, and what took you so long to get it out here?
No, I wrote the song in 2004, yes, but the album, I guess, basically, I finally made it, into the recording phase, I guess, in 2011, and initially it was going to be a four-song demo, then it turned into a eight-song EP, and then finally I added a couple more songs to make an 11-song demo, and you know, it basically took a long journey, you know, 7-8 years or so. But yeah, this one song was basically part of my library for, you know, quite some time. And it was just, I guess, waiting for that, the moment that I go into the studio, record it, lay it down, and I guess share it in that sense. So timing essentially was, you know, I was kind of patient, I guess, you know, in a sense, from a starving artist, I wanted to get it out right then and there, but you know, financial means and this and that, you know, challenges came up. It was kind of tough to do that. So that being said, I was pretty happy that I was able to get her out there and finish the job. So
yeah, how did it feel to finally send, it's a very emotional song to you, of course, and so how did it feel to get that out into the world?
It felt, you know, because I'm kind of heavily into the playoffs, the NHL playoffs, it was like that top scorer that hasn't scored the whole playoffs, and then he finally gets his goal. It's the monkey off the back.
That's an amazing reference.
Exactly. So it was a little bit of a weight off the shoulders, I'm not going to lie, because it was basically lumped into the unfinished project in my mind. And it was just one of those things that I just had to get done and follow through. And I'm really thankful that I put in those extra hours and got her done. So yeah, it was good feeling for sure.
Well, sticking with the theme of NHL goal scorers, now that you got the first one, do you see more in the near future?
More, what do you mean, singles to release?
More singles, albums? More albums, just...
Oh yeah, definitely. Like this, for me, it's somewhat of, I know the trail's been blazed, you know, by other Indigenous artists locally, provincially, that I have been kind of, you know, asking for advice, I guess, or hitting them up, asking them questions, and they've been pretty good in answering that. But for me personally, this is still like my first album, first real experience, and first you know, getting the feet wet, I guess, so to speak. And I believe it's going to be something that I'd like to pursue, being that you know, expanding my knowledge base with recording, mixing, producing, the whole nines. And I've got tons of stories to tell that I'll be able to lay down and push out in the near future. But right now I'm just trying to take it slow and, you know, do things, I guess, smart by basically marketing this album as best I can and pushing it out there the best way that I know how.
And so how can people get their hands on this album?
It's available, you know, online, digitally. It's distributed, you know, through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, I believe, Amazon MP3, CD Baby. You're able to get some physical copies from there. And yeah, I believe I have a website as well. So just hit me up, angusvincent.com, and leave me a message there. Let me know, what kind of, how many, or if you want any, then, we'll be able to kind of make arrangements that way as well. So, yeah, it's pretty much available in all venues, I guess, or venues, all avenues, so to speak.
All right, so that's what you got to do if you want to listen to them. Is there going to be any possibility of listening to you live in the near future, maybe with this release?
Well, like I said earlier, currently I'm pushing the album out to, as much stations and venues as possible, then grant proposal writing for other projects that will help this album. Like I see a music video in the near future and maybe festival entries as a performer. And, but of course, if I get a call, a request from a community to come in and, do a set or play a song, the set list and, speak to the youth or whatever they had planned, then definitely I'm not gonna turn opportunities away. But currently at this time, there's really no, I guess, official tour scheduled. But hopefully soon, once the marketing kicks in, and I'll be able to kind of put the tour shoes on and head on out the road and see where it takes me. So.
All right. Well, no tours yet, but you can listen to him online, or you can talk to him online, angusvincent.com. And we're going to play him for you here right now on NBC, his latest single, Tension.